濕曬㗎。
濕曬啊！
係啊，濕曬啊！
唔好玩啦。
Welcome to the Listening Tide. today's episode is being recorded not from the living room in Osdorp, Amsterdam, but from the kitchen here at Current Plans in Hong Kong. Our guest is Sing Yantse Tse, an artist based here in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Whose show is currently up at Current Plans, where this is being recorded on the other side of the kitchen wall. Entitled Mass Transit Railway, or MTR, as it's known here in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Sing, what were we listening to?
The idea, I think, is about when I just heard back the recording. Because I heard you just invite me to share you some of the recordings. I just find some of the recordings from my library. It's like I did it for 10 or even more years before. And I did quite a lot of field recordings in Hong Kong, and then my practice is like I always want to categorize all the sound, and some sound maybe they will like even a soundscape in city or in the park or something outdoor, indoor. I was saying some of the recording is by action or something by past passive voice. We are not doing something, but we heard it from the animal, something like this.
Yeah.
And I did the recording sometimes maybe in purpose. And also,
what do you mean by on purpose?
On purpose, it's like maybe I'm doing the sound recording because I'm working on maybe in exhibition or in a workshop. I want to show some of the recordings in the side of Hong Kong. And but to get back to the recording we just heard about, the title I name is Pagan, and the film is all about the childhood or about child paid. And there is some language is in Cantonese, just in
what
the,
you hear in the
yes, okay. It's a very interesting conversation you did with Eunice about the Cantonese Mandarin in Hong Kong.
Yeah,
but all the previous signs showing is Cantonese, and I can name some of the conversation is about how the parents talk to the children. And then how the children they play together, and then they will mention something like, "Oh, you have been naughty. I will talk to your mom."
Oh, that's something. What the kids are saying to each other.
Yes, and then
on these playgrounds.
Yes, and they are playing games. They were having this different kinds of instruction, and also the recordings is mixing idea of I doing some of the recordings in outdoor. And I just point the mic to the children they play together.
Yeah.
And some of the recordings I did it in the shopping mall. And you will hear
different sort of arcades in the shopping mall or what? I heard like money falling or
yeah, actually it's from a shop when we go to the Hong Kong shopping mall, there is some kind of shop that is many of the maybe digital games and just for the parents to bring the children there and then to play around. But they need to pay by coins. Yeah. So you hear the sound of that, and also the music, the game music from the shop. So it's mainly keep swapping from these two different kinds of places.
Yeah.
But people keep walking around, playing around, and mainly of the children.
Yeah. And what was the focus here? Is it the location? Is it the people, like the children, the circumstances? The idea of a playground is of course children, whether it's in a shopping mall or outside in a park.
Mm.
But the idea of play in the playground is also a location that's specific to the role that adults have there as well. In the evenings, a playground can become a place to have a cigarette, to talk. Maybe a drink. I don't know if that works the same way here. What was your interest in this recording?
I think to talk about the idea of or my focus about the childhood, it's like all about memories. You know, this kind of recordings I did it. It not really many years ago. Maybe it's recent years, but what I'm concerned, what I'm focused, what I'm thinking about is like the idea of the memories bring back to our childhood life.
Yeah.
And what become very something very innocent, because when you hear the child talk, they are just talking something very naive, but the naive is like they're very being very pure.
Yeah,
it's like what I'm just mentioned about there is one parent he talked to his daughter, maybe daughter, the son is like daughter, it's like move fast, it's raining and then her daughter is his daughter is just quite young and not speaking the language yet.
Yeah.
So it's a just mimic his her father's talking, Wang Lang, and then she just keep moving. So I'm very interested on this kind of sound because it just keep bringing back on what we are being in our childhood, and what we really did in our child life, and this is one of the conversation. And then what I'm just mentioning about is like two child they talk together.
Yeah.
And then it's like showing the relationship of how you did with your friends when you are very young.
Yeah.
It's like when you play with your friend and then you really want your friend to obey you or to follow your order. But your friend just didn't do it, and then you're kind of coming out somewhere. Is I will talk to your mom.
Yeah,
something of this kind of factor. But I think it's really interesting. This kind of conversation really brings back my memories of how I having my child life with my friends many years ago.
Yeah.
And why I want to bring this kind of idea is like the world keep changing.
Yeah.
We have smartphone, we have digital things, all developing, but something very true in our maybe what I'm talking about is like even though it is in different eras, in different countries or many years later in the future, I think childhood is still the okay. same thing, the yeah. same idea. Yeah.
It might be shorter or longer.
Mm.
Yeah. And I'm wondering, because you're an artist, we were just discussing it before, how to introduce you best, video artist, just visual artist, yes. sound artist. You work with sound a lot in your practice, but as well moving image. In this case, we're listening only. So as you say, the listener on the other side of the world, who hopefully will also hear this, will imagine and project perhaps their own childhood into this recording.
Mm, mm.
What role then is the visual in this for you in relationship to that same memory? Can I call it nostalgia, or is it only memory? Is there a difference for you? Maybe that's a question before the other question. Are we speaking about nostalgia or memory?
This is a very, very, very tricky question, you know. Nostalgia is like an idea when something talk about nostalgia is about the you are thinking the good in the past. Something like this. But now you're asking something about nostalgia, but recently I think about nostalgia maybe is not a very accurate one. Because it's like the show you just mentioned about the current show now I'm doing now, the NPR,
yeah.
with curator Eunice, we also did some discussion about the term nostalgia.
Yeah.
Because nostalgia is very stick to the past is good. Something is good in the past. But
it's interesting. For me, there's an interpretation in nostalgia that also has pain in it. There's a pathos to it.
Okay.
It's good, perhaps, but it can also be good because there is pain in missing something, in having missed something, in maybe even wanting to miss something.
Mm-hmm.
And memory, I say from my own perspective, is perhaps the actual capacity to hold information and to make it available again.
Okay, okay.
Nostalgia is a longing, and longing can hurt. That's why I asked the question, and also in relationship to your interest in the purity of these children on the play, in the idea of playground.
Mm.
Is there a longing, or is there a record to show that childhood and playgrounds don't change?
I think what I'm agree with you about what you mentioned about is something about emotional to do with something sentimental. I think I'm quite agree with that kind of saying.
Yeah.
With the word nostalgia, but yes, it's not just about the good way in the past, and also something hurt you.
Mm.
Just bring back. I think it's all about feelings. What you do with your memories, what you're doing with the past, and then how you link it to the present and also in the future. So maybe that works with the word nostalgia.
Yeah, and so you have, I imagine, lots of hard drives, USB sticks, the last years. Yeah. And on it, all different kinds of sounds and all different kinds of places and the opportunity to think and access memories. Not just your own.
Yes.
But those of others.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That is a kind of very interesting way to say I can access some kinds of the memories from the others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a certain kind of... how do you see that? Do you regard that as an archive, as a data bank, as a open source? Do you feel responsibility for these memories that you have recorded?
I do have the responsibility of the doing some kind of this, but not in a way of citizen or in being in Hong Kong. But I think most of the sound artists maybe or the field recorders, they do this kind of stuff. They will have their own libraries and how they getting interest of sound, what kind of sound they will putting it into archive. Mm-hmm. So I just do it in my own way. But my concern is all about, yes, this is a very big category. I did it on about childhood. So yeah, there is a very interesting conversation. We just talk about the childhood and the memory, but it is one big part what I'm really working a lot on it.
Yeah. So Hong Kong seems to me to be, and I can see it for myself, this being the first time I'm here, a city that changes very rapidly. And changes in a way that you don't see the change always happening. Things are quickly erased and replaced with something else. The children we heard in the recording are now 10 years older. They're maybe 14, 15, 16 years old. That playground is maybe not there anymore. Do you assign any kind of role to some of these recordings? Just to go back to the idea of how it can act as an archive? Or maybe I shouldn't be so poetic about it. I don't know.
it's okay, but I'm not having this kind of idea yet. But just in my interpretation on how to use this kind of sound. You know, one reason why I'm very keen on doing this kind of recording or mixing on the sound is like, yes, it is really a marking on something we are passing already, we are losing already, or even what you like what you are just saying, that the keys is getting older already. Maybe by chance I can they can recognize some of their voice. Maybe they're listening to this podcast and then they find that, oh, this is my voice, right? Like this. So maybe that is a very interesting another conversation start, maybe.
Yeah you brought some other recordings. We have two of them are mixed and one of them is a straight up. We decided we're going to finish with just the recording.
Yes.
That's not mixed. This last one was mixed.
The last one, yes.
The playground.
The playground one is mixed. And then
how many locations was it, the playground?
I think mainly two locations.
And just to get an idea, how do you go out, how do you work on this? You were explaining the exhibition to me yesterday, or the day before, on the MTR. Sometimes you use mics that you attach also, so that you get the vibration as well from the train and this kind of sensibility. Here it seemed like these are microphones that are being held or perhaps put down somewhat of a distance.
Oh, I can talk about the story behind of the children just pay out one, you know, because the sound is very near. You think that you hear them. The children is just quite near the recorder. It's like the story behind is like I text out my recorder, and then the children they recognize it, and then they come to me and they talk to me a bit, and then I just tell them, oh, this is a recording, and then they also pay with the recorder for a little while, and then they lost the interest, and then they go back to their own games, and then I kind of are being very natural to stand along with them and then do the whole recording session.
Yeah.
So this is the story. It's not a very special miking technique that just do a handheld recorders.
Pretty straight up.
Yes, very straight up.
But different locations.
Yes.
And by now many across all of Hong Kong, I would think, no?
Actually, it's just two locations.
For the playground itself.
Yes.
I mean all your recordings put together. I'm going to call it your archive, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I would imagine that's quite a cartography. That's quite a map of Hong Kong over the years.
Yeah.
Of all the places that you've recorded.
Yeah.
Have you ever been tempted to make it into an actual...
Actually, there is a function you can delete on the Google Map. you know, there's someone you can upload your recordings in Google Map. I didn't think of that, but yes. I didn't categorize the recordings on the location actually refer to the map yet.
Okay.
But I categorized them in night, you know. There is some similar behind the soundscape, the background, and then you can recognize that is a shopping mall, but I'm not going to categorize that it's like in Mong Kok or in Tsim Sha Tsui. There's different places in Hong Kong, but I just want to get the idea of the where it is come from.
Yeah,
something like this.
And do you think a shopping mall sounds different 10 years ago than it does now?
Oh yeah, that is a very interesting question. There's always thinking that, but I can't answer this question.
You cannot.
I think the sound is a little bit different, but yeah. Sometimes I will recognize something is past about the air, about the how the yes, maybe you can recognize by how the people talking, just like nowadays when we walk in the street of Hong Kong, you will heard so many Mandarin.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen before 6 years before.
Yeah.
So there is, I think I can tell the difference by this kind of human voices. But if you're talking about, it's like how the reverb, sustain, something like this, the decay of indoor places.
Yeah.
I think my ear is not that good to tell this kind of stuff. Maybe we can tell because I there may be something different by the years.
Should we listen to the next track?
Yes.
Is there something you'd like to say? The track, as far as I can see, the title is Min Xin Guang Sound.
Yeah, Shen Wan is a place in Hong Kong. It's in Hong Kong Island, and just next to Central. Just followed by the conversation we just did about the location of Hong Kong. Shen Wan is a very different, having a different vibe, different soundscape compared to other places in Hong Kong, and this is a mixing. I want to mention that about the playground. I do the playground mixing. It's like I'm not being very rational on how to put the sound together. I'm not very calculate on the stuff. I'm just doing like I feel the rhythm, I feel the mood, and then I put the trial sign in it. Mm-hmm. I didn't count on the time, something like this. But this one, the Shen Wan mixing, I really count on the rhythm. I can't on the
it's
beat.
It's more composed.
Yes, being accurate on the sound, so we can focus on this kind of rhythm. I would tell it's a rhythm of a city.
Okay. More on that. Shall we listen and then we can speak about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
it is different than the playground recording.
Yeah.
Not just in the edit, as you said, but maybe I even sort of felt a different side of the city.
Mm.
I dare say. It's rather hypnotic, this voice that's speaking all the while in the background.
Mm.
Maybe you want to say something in general, but I'd be very interested to hear what this female voice is sort of speaking about as a constant thread.
Oh, okay.
Because it reminds me a little bit of the show you have up here at Current Plans, the MTR, where this kind of structural voices, you know, there's voices of advertising in the metro transit system here. There's the intercoms, interval voices. There's a tour guide in the work.
Yes.
But in this sound recording we just heard, it has the same kind of blend of different sort of aspects and city infrastructure.
Yes. This is the recording I got from the TV news. So I just want to mimic like the whole of the recording, the mixing is I try to at the beginning it's like you're hearing the soundscape from a very in a housing is actually I want to mimic like your like a tenement house. This is which we call Tong Lau in Hong Kong.
That's a kind of housing.
Kind of housing is a two-level, three-level. It's very low one, but it is a very big room. And Hong Kong is like when you open the window, everything is just quite near.
Yeah.
So it is in Shenzhen, and there is a sound of the tram moving.
Yeah.
And the tram just keep in dun 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 dun.
These are these famous double-decker trams.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and also the traffic lights keep blinking all the time.
Yeah.
And people walk around and the traffic, something like this. The mixing is based on this kind of idea because I do this mixing is intention for theater work. Actually, this soundscape is come to a show. I did it for the opening of a theater when the audience, the visitor, just move in the house and then they hear this soundscape and they watch on the stage. There is the actor sleeping on the stage, and I want to make a soundscape like there is a housing, and then the actor is sleeping, and
they wanted to bring outside inside.
Yes, and also the sound is beginning from this, but when you heard the recording later on, the tram sound becoming bigger and bigger, and something become more active, and you hear the sound become even near, and I want to get the idea like the actor is he looping his something in nightmare, and the sound just moving in, traveling.
You
in
just hear nightmare mind. Because it gets louder. Nightmare?
Yes.
Yeah, because he's sleeping, of course.
Yes. And later on, it is for the theater one, the soundscape end in an alarm call, but which is not happened in this recording.
Mm-hmm.
This is another cue. I move to another sound cue to move to the alarm. But this sound ends in like this.
Is that how this piece would have ended had we heard it? Would be the alarm clock?
No, okay. We didn't have it. It's another one.
Okay.
But the idea of the soundscape is like this.
Mm.
So you talking about the infrastructure, the female sound is like the actor is sleeping, and I want to make it in a sound way to pretend there is something happened outdoor, something happened outside the window, and then in his room there is a TV keep playing the TV broadcast, and so there is many sound or someone talking, and this is getting a mood and a kind of the feeling of being in Shenzhen. So that is the name of the recording.
And we spoke about it again a little bit when you were kindly showing the installation that you have up here at Current Plans, and we were speaking about linearity. So the narrative specifically of this work here being a loop, being circular, and that an important part of it. These recordings also sort of remind me again of that talk that we had, because the sounds seem like they could be endless. The trams rise, they become louder and louder because for this theater piece, it had to. You wanted it to rise so that it could be like a nightmare before somebody wakes. But the sounds are ongoing and continuous, and they are very much in the city. It never stops. The MTR goes every 2 minutes, every 4 minutes, and it goes on and on and on. In saying that, is there a story in this? Is there a narrative that you look for, that you're capturing? Is there a frame? Is there a start and a finish? Or can you also go on forever?
Yeah, but actually, when you're talking about the idea of circular, and I also think of, I'm hoping this video, this recording not letting you feeling confused, or you feel that so many sounds just keep looping that one. But actually, in a city,
yeah.
When we get used of some kind of noise, we say noise, but we cannot getting secure. We feel peaceful of hearing this kind of sound. So this kind of looping is like to circular the idea of you having many things around, but yeah. Making you feel secure. So I think the idea is like this.
Interesting. Do you want to hop into the last track? We have a little talk. We talk about this.
Yes.
Because here let me see. The title is. I'm just going to say what the title is, and you can explain it better. It's TM Park, Bird plus Bicycle plus Man.
Yeah, TM is referring to one district in Hong Kong, is Tuen Mun. Actually, it's in the west of Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
So comparing to what we have just listened, Shen Wan is mainly in the city. But Tuen Mun, we will say, is a residential area in Hong Kong that is not very fast, not very rapid. People just walking very peacefully, and Tuen Mun is the district, and park is a park in Tuen Mun.
Why? So very different from the last residential area that we heard, where things are very close. The trams are building up. Housing is very specific. Why is TM slower? I'm curious. Why is it known to be more chill and slow paced? As you describe,
Because it's quite far away from the center of Hong Kong.
So it has its own rhythm, its own tempo.
Yeah, maybe. Actually, that this residential area still having shopping mall or something like this. But I went to the park, and I just have a very peaceful walk and holding the handy recorder on my hand and just walk around to do the recording.
How old is this one? How old are the three? So we started with a track that was 10 years ago. The last one was commissioned for a theater piece. How long ago?
I forgot, but...
More or less?
Yes, should be around, but not recently.
Okay.
A few years ago.
Yeah. And this last one that we're going to hear also quite some time ago.
Yes.
And you actively still record in Hong Kong?
Yeah.
Is that weekly, monthly, daily? Or whenever you feel this urge, or when you hear a specific sound, by the way, do you return to it? Do you look for it again when something stands out to you?
When something very... You're asking this question, I will answer in a way of what kind of equipment I'm holding.
No, more... I mean, I'm curious about that as well, but the question was if you're walking through the city without your equipment,
you hear
something and you think, oh, you know, I need this.
Yeah, I'm saying that because in the 10 years ago, I keep putting my recorder in my pocket.
Ah.
I bring it in my bed. But nowadays, I just use iPhone
sure.
because of the equipment from the front. But it's the experience I share with some of the artists around there, saying that iPhone is being really good on the recording actually already.
Yeah.
So. I don't have the and also because I really did quite a lot of the recordings from the past few years, and like what you are just saying, in when I was younger, I have many time I'm not having a very a decent work.
Yeah.
I'm not doing a full-time job, so I have so much time to walk around the city. I really carry the recorders all the time, and then I will have a schedule of maybe today I want to visit the ocean part, I want to visit the city, something like this too. Okay. I just want to do the recording intentionally on based on some purpose. But nowadays, because it's like I get used to many of the sound already, to answer your question, to compare the sound from the many years ago, yeah, or to nowadays, to person, something coming by accidental, something suddenly happened in front of me. Now I will use the iPhone to capture the sound. But if I know that it will happen again, and I want to do a very decent one, I will bring my recorder, bring my professional equipment, yeah, back to the campus and do the recordings whole again.
Yeah. Cool. For those of you listening closely to this episode, you can hear things work in the background, yeah, which has been our noise to guide us. We're going to finish with your slow walk through the park.
Lazy is a good one.
Okay, lazy slow walk through the park.
With no purpose.
With no purpose. This okay. is very important.
Yes.
Thank you very much for being here on The Listening Tide on this special Hong Kong edition. I look forward to next time, hopefully.
Thank you.
Be well.